Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Wow, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And before we get started here with Mr. Joe Vitale, Dr. Joe Vitale, Mr. Fire, I want to make a few announcements. Last time Joe and I got together, we talked about heating up the airwaves. And this was kind of a really unique story. Voice America publicized it. Mr. Fire, Dr. Pat, we were going to heat up the airwaves, just fire it all up. And 2 minutes before Joe and I got on air, the grid in Tempe, Arizona, completely blew out, and the electricity, which I understand was kind of rare that it would happen, completely overloaded. Now, I'm not saying that's because of what we publicized, but it certainly is a theme for today's show. These things that happen in our lives, this space that we get into where we become so overloaded, we can't even see the good in front of us. But one of the things that I want you to know about Joe, this best-selling author, you know, he is known as the world's only spiritual marketer. One of the things that you're going to hear about today is about solutions. You're going to hear about how to move beyond what you think is your life, your obstacles, what you identify with, and move into some absolutely extraordinary awakenings. He's joining us here today with the Awakening Course, The Secret to Solving All Problems. I'm so thrilled to have him on the show. And I was saying to Joe before the break that 2009 was by far the most challenging year of my life. 2010 was the most extraordinary, and moving into 2011. In 2010, we launched calltoconnection.com, which is a pay-it-forward site. Nothing is being sold. $35,000 worth of free downloads, and you become a pay-it-forward angel. We also launched Transformation Talk Radio last year out of New England, which has been a dream of mine. So what was the difference between 2009 and 2010? Well, I've got Mr. Fire himself joining us here today to talk about what life has for us, what it shows us, what we have to move beyond, and why he's put together this phenomenal course, the Awakening Course, for all of us out there to thrive. Joe, thank you so much. It is so really cool to have you back on the show.
Hey, anytime you want to dance, I'm ready.
I'm ready to dance. I just got a burning question. Do you two-step?
No, I have never two-stepped at all. I don't even think I know how to do it.
Good. That's a date, because I'm gonna teach you. There we go.
All right. Let's put it on the calendar. 2011 already rocks. I'm going to learn a two-step.
Exactly. It's so great having you on the show again. I am so thrilled with your latest venture, the Awakening Course. So let's talk about that.
Thank you.
Do you think when I described 2009, Joe, as being the worst year of my life, do you think that, was that an awakening, or how do you define awakening?
Wow, that's a big question. How do I define awakening? I think I'm going to rely on Einstein for a second, because that's the core of the book. He has this quote where he says you can't solve problems from the same level of consciousness that created the problem. And if you take that at face value and you start to think about it, it's like, well, how do you elevate your own thinking? How do you get out of the thinking that's creating the problems around you? And in some way, shape, or form, you have to elevate your consciousness. You have to awaken to a stage above it. So for me, from my research and my life experience, there seems to be four stages of awakening, and that's what I've mapped out in the Awakening Course. But the sole purpose of life, as far as I'm concerned, is to awaken. And what are we awakening from? We're awakening from the previous stage of consciousness where we're kind of reacting against life, and we're merging into this state of consciousness where we are one with life. That's probably the biggest answer right there.
And, you know, you have done so many things, Joe. You've been in the movie The Secret, certainly The Attractor Factor, fabulous book. I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't think that the attractor factor changed their lives. Zero Limits, of course, you know, much more. And of course, you help people across the globe, your courses, your one-on-one coaching, everything that you do is about raising people up, helping them raise themselves up, so to speak. What is it that we need right now? The reason I'm asking this question, I got two emails this morning. One of them was from someone that heard a show I did on the unemployment extension benefits not being extended. And they pointed out to me that as of this morning, unemployment is up by 50,000 people, and it doesn't count the 99ers. And so the question that they wanted to present for me to ask during the show is, how can you, Joe, how can the Awakening Course create a new life for people? How can they reinvent themselves? Because they're getting really clear that they need to.
Yeah. Well, the first thing to realize is that those emails and the news bulletins that come across out there that people react to are coming from a level of consciousness that I'm going to call victimhood.
Yeah.
And that's a first level of awakening. And in many ways, it's not even an awakening because you don't even know what's going on. It's you against the world. You're reacting to everything. It seems like it's bad news. It seems like the future is bleak. But that's a perception. That is a perception that stems from that first level of consciousness, the first level of awakening, this stage I call victimhood. So what do we need to do? We need to go up a level. The next level up is empowerment. When people see the movie The Secret, they feel empowered. When people read my book, The Attractor Factor, they feel empowered. When people hear your show, they feel empowered. This is all taking them to a different plane of consciousness, and that's where they need to go next. Now, we don't want to end there because there's still more stages of awakening. There's at least two more levels of consciousness that come after that. But when people are reacting to the mainstream news, which is all about programming us with negativity and fear, they're going to feel like they don't have a chance. They're going to feel like they are a victim. And the way out of that is to start to come from an empowered state of mind. For example, when I hear that there's a lot of unemployment and foreclosures and so forth, I look at it from a more spiritually expansive mindset that says, oh, this is great news. It means all the people who are unhappy in their jobs anyway now get to look at their lives and find out, what am I really passionate about? What is it that I've always wanted to do? Here is your chance to go do it. In many ways, what's going on in the world is a spiritual kick in the butt. It's a wake up. It's saying we've been trying to live our lives from our ego. That doesn't work. So we're backed into a corner. We're slapped around a little bit. We're given the old Zen whack by the universe, and we're told you should start paying attention to your heart. You should start paying attention to your soul, to your passion. And this leads to this higher state of consciousness that we'll say that's in the empowerment arena. So I say, don't worry about the outside world. Worry about the inside world. Change that, and the outside magically morphs into something better.
You know, this is really a great conversation and timely, Joe. You putting this course together, I can't imagine a better time for it. I mean, I think we've all been through sort of the, you know, the gloom and doom messages that come off the media, as you've pointed out. And people are almost at the point, wouldn't you say, they're like, enough already.
Yes.
They're like, please, like my Italian grandmother would say with both hands shaking in the air, aspetta.
That's right. Enough already is right. And I think that's the point of what's going on. I think the universe is alive and well, speaking through us and shaking us until we look and go, we don't want to play the old school game anymore. That was fine for when it was around. Now it's time to awaken to this other level. This is all good news. It may not seem like it when you look and you get an unemployment check or you don't have an unemployment check, but this is the opportunity to do something different. You know, I guess I'll confess something here. I didn't plan on saying this. But, you know, decades ago, when I was laid off from an oil company I worked for in Houston, I at first felt that panic. It's like, what am I going to do now? And then, of course, I'm on unemployment for a while, which you get a free ride for a while, and then the benefits are going away. And then I remember that panic. But what I remember happening is that because of that layoff, because I was on unemployment and then off unemployment, I was forced to look at what I really wanted to do, which all along had been writing and speaking and being an author and making a difference through books. But I hadn't taken the jump. I was too afraid to leave the cushion of a corporate job and a weekly paycheck, too afraid to leave it to follow my dream. And so what happened is that the rug was pulled out of me, so I had to follow my dream. When I did follow my dream, I have lived a life of this escalated luxury and adventure that I never could have imagined before. But it would not have happened unless I really faced my fears. But at that point, it wasn't happening, and the universe had to say, you know what, let's knock him off his pedestal for a little bit. Let's take his job away. Let's take his dependency away. Let's take his unemployment away, and let's see how he dances when he has to trust us, meaning the universe. That's what's going on with so many people.
And you know what? I think the good news, I think for somebody like you and me, is I think we probably went through this at the same time. Exactly, almost the same scenario. I had 25 years in, this was the only company I'd ever worked for. And I had gone to the top. And I was like you. I was really not able to stay there. I couldn't fire somebody with one month before pension. And it was so uncomfortable for me that I couldn't leave, though. I didn't have the courage to leave, Joe. I didn't have the courage to leave. And an astrologer told me that, you know, they said, you know what? Something was going to happen to you. You had Uranus in your career house. Well, whatever it was going on, you and I wouldn't be here today had that not happened, would we?
No, I don't think so. I really think I would have played it safe. And I would have played it safe for a very long time, which means I never would have written a lot of the books that I've written. Maybe The Attractor Factor never would have been born. Because of The Attractor Factor, I was in the movie The Secret. Well, I wouldn't have been in the movie The Secret. I wouldn't have gone on Larry King. I mean, there was a whole domino effect that's happened because I was laid off. And this is what I look at in the world, and I look at people and they're losing their jobs. When I ask them, did you really like your job? And they usually say no. Well, you didn't like your job and you got laid off. Doesn't that sound like great news?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, come on. You talk about dancing. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. We're going to take a short break. Joe Vitale joining us here today, Mr. Fire, Dr. Joe Vitale. There's a whole bunch of that we're going to talk about. But here's the conversation. Here's what he is doing so brilliantly. You know, what he's put together for all of you out there, we're going to talk about it in detail when we come back, is the Awakening Course. But the conversation is this. Ask yourself this question. Are you playing not to lose or are you playing to win? When we come back, we'll talk about what it means to play it safe, how to move beyond obstacles, and how to become awakened to the magnificence that is your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Joe.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Del Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I've got a couple instant messages here. You guys want me to mention calltoconnection.com. It is the website, calltoconnection.com. Just go there, sign up, and download your free prizes. Also, there is a video I've created on there. Help yourself to it, and you're going to get an opportunity to tell other people about it. So pay it forward. Tell your friends. Joe Vitale joining me here today, Dr. Joe, Mr. Fire. He is somebody that knows a lot about paying it forward. He's been on the show numerous times. You know, his generosity worldwide, not just about the things he pays forward, but about his knowledge, about his gumption and his willingness to continue to help all of us lift ourselves up. He's joining us here today because he's created the ultimate course, the Awakening Course. The website that I want to give you for that is www.theawakeningcourse.com. Dr. Joe, thank you so much for joining us here today. I am so, you took this on. I want to ask you, you know, why now? Why you? And what is it that the Awakening Course is going to do to help people reinvent themselves, to not play to, you know, to get rid of playing not to lose, but to play to win?
Yeah. Well, those are big questions. Well, why now? It's because I've been hearing from so many people, probably like you have, who are hurting. I hear from people who have lost their homes or their jobs, or they have health problems or lost their health insurance or worried about the future or their family, and, you know, the list goes on. And I feel for those people, and I've written a lot of books and a lot of resources and DVDs, and I have a Miracles coaching program. But I needed to help these people in a very immediate, very accessible, very advanced ways in some cases. And I started thinking about what is the best way to do this. And I thought part of it is they don't understand consciousness itself, meaning that when people are hurting or complaining, they are well-intended and they are genuinely, sincerely hurting, yet they don't understand that it's a direct result of the mindset they have in that moment. And I don't want to come from blame when I say that, because when people are feeling that ache, they are truly feeling it. It's not made up. It is not something they're consciously doing to themselves, but they're not aware enough to know that it's coming from an extension of their thought pattern. So I thought I needed to map out these ways of thinking. And so it led to me creating the Awakening Course, which began as an audio program, and that did so well I ended up turning it into the book that we're talking about today. And by explaining these stages of thinking, these stages of consciousness, I can help people leave the one they're stuck in. That's the important message. Now, why me? I have no idea why me. I'm just... I was the guy who got the idea. I believe ideas are gifts from the universe. They come from the divine. They come from God, wherever they come from. And they're a gift. I honor them. Why me? You'd have to ask the universe or the divine or God. At some point, let me know what that says.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that I think you're perfect to bring this message out there, Joe, is because, you know, you've had some incredible challenges in your life as well. I mean, probably you've probably had the tap on the shoulder, the what I call the awakening tap on the shoulder, or the awakening 2x4 in the head many times. And you're extremely successful. And that's really, I think, what draws people. You know, they want to learn from the masters. And people across the globe see you as that. So what is it that we could say to folks today that will help them attract the things they really want to attract? You know, it's interesting, sitting here a couple of days ago and I was talking to someone and they were saying, I can't, you know, I'm trying, I can't close the sale and, you know, and the collectors are coming and, you know, and I'm just listening to that and they were, you know, I got on the phone and I made a million calls and I'm just worrying about, that's probably not the approach to attract money, is it, Joe?
No, it's not the approach. You're right on the money with that. What people don't understand is that, you know, we have the conscious mind, we have the unconscious mind. And so many people are well-intended consciously. Consciously, they're saying, I intend to attract more money. I intend to be in a better relationship. I intend to lose weight and get fit. I intend to increase my sales quota. I intend to pay off all my debts. I intend to be financially free. You can go on forever with all of those. Those are wonderful intentions. However, the thing most people don't know and most teachers don't talk about is that there's something called unconscious counter intentions. So consciously you're trying to go in the right direction. Wonderful. I applaud that. But unconsciously, if you believe money's bad or money's evil or you're not deserving of success or you're not lovable or you're not likable or you have a mix of different beliefs causing some wiring to trip you up, you'll create self-sabotage in your life. You'll have problems making those sales go through, all because of the thoughts in your unconscious mind. This is why the Awakening Course or something in this ballpark needs to come along and help people, because they can sit there and visualize and nebulize and affirm and state intentions and write scripts and meditate and do all those wonderful things. But if unconsciously they got stuff in the way of it, the unconscious mind is way more powerful than the conscious. You will get what you unconsciously believe, not what you consciously believe. That's where the work needs to be done.
That is really, you know, part of sort of the landscape of what's going on, you know, globally as well.
Yes.
Right. You know, everybody's doing their vision board, and not everybody, but a lot of people are doing it. Or they're, you know, oh, I got to be positive, or they're sitting in, you know, a yoga position, and they're going through those motions of that.
Yeah.
And yet there's something festering on the inside.
Yeah.
Joe isn't there.
Well, this is all about healing. It's healing all those old wounds on the inside. I wrote a book called Attract Money Now, which I give away. I mean, anybody can go read it online at attractmoneynow.com. And the whole reason for that particular book was to help people become aware of the beliefs around money. Since so many people that you hear from and I hear from are saying they're broke or they're desperate or they're worried or they can't make those sales, I thought, okay, let me write down the 7-step formula that will help them attract money now. I'm giving away the book to take away all their excuses. They can't say, oh, I can't afford to buy the book. Well, it's free. Go read it at Attract Money Now. And most of that is about your unconscious thoughts concerning money. Let me give you an illustration real quick. If I say money is the root of all, and I just pause and I let people fill in the blank, everybody that I know of, most of your listeners are going to say money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If you're consciously saying, I'm attracting money, I now have more money in my life, I'm going to make more sales and have more money. Consciously, you say that. Unconsciously, you think, money's evil. I don't want money. Money will mean I'm bad. Money will mean I'm sinful. Money will mean that I'm going to hell. Well, if you got all of that baggage in you around money, you are either not going to attract money, or if you do, it will only be a little bit. And if you do attract it, and it's a little bit, you'll get rid of it really quick because it's bad for you. This is the kind of internal cleaning and clearing that needs to be done, Pat.
I love this, Joe, because I think you and I are on to something. Yeah. You've been doing this way longer than I've been doing it. I created Call to Connection, and I believe, Joe, you are part of that, calltoconnection.com.
Yes.
I was told it was never done before. Mm. The people that marketed the campaign said they'd never done it before, where we created a campaign about paying it forward, collected prizes, close to $40,000 worth of prizes, free trips, four nights in Peru.
Mm.
We created this. We sent emails out. Do you know that people wouldn't sign up for it? It's kind of like your book, your free book.
Yes.
They wouldn't sign up for it. We got a large group of people, thousands, that did sign up for it. But we got emails back from people saying, I don't believe this is going to be free. So what is that about? I mean, you must go through this all the time. I mean, you have free downloads and...
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my best.
What's holding us back?
Even with my book, The Awakening Course, you gave out a website for it. I'm going to give out an even better one for your listeners. If they go to awakeningcoursebook.com, awakeningcoursebook.com, there's about $2,000 worth of bonuses they can have, all original, juicy, helpful training, all online, that they can have if they buy just one book, which is under $20. So that's at awakeningcoursebook.com. Now, a lot of people are going to take us up on that offer, and that's great. But a lot of other people are going to start saying things like, it's too good to be true, there's a catch, surely they're not giving away valuable information, so it must not be good. I think all of those thoughts that show up in people that cause them to resist doing this is a wonderful thing to be aware of, because that's the kind of negative programming that shows up in all the other areas of their life when they try to attract something. This is why I say the sole purpose of life really is to awaken. We're here to awaken from our programming, from our limitations, from our belief, from all the stuff that has put us into this walking hypnotic trance, that we're so in that trance that we don't even know it's a trance. We don't even know we're walking asleep. And so I invite people, when they hear of such a deal like, oh, Attract Money Now is free, and then stuff starts showing up within them, just note that that's your wiring. That's your programming. That's your resistance. And the more you can become aware of it, the more you can start shaking it loose. But, you know, Pat, the vast majority of people out there are going to complain. They're going to be like Thoreau's observation. They're leading lives of quiet desperation. It's only the handful that actually go, you know what? I think this book can change my life. I think this freebie can change my life. I think this show can change my life. Let me listen, take action, and make a difference.
Yeah, and this is what I want to say. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. But for all of you out there, this is about the easiest thing y'all are going to be able to do. Whether you go to Joe's website, MrFire.com, right there, you can't miss it. It says free. Attract money now. Free. And so go ahead and do that. And then the other part of this is what we just talked about. Go to the Awakening. It's the AwakeningBook.com, Joe. Is that the website?
For the freebies here, it's AwakeningCourseBook.com, www.AwakeningCourseBook.com.
Yeah, and go ahead and check it out. Because one of the things I know about Mr. Fire, Dr. Joe, is that he is one of the most generous people on this planet. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, how do we turn the fears? How do we turn the table? How do we turn those fears to faith? How do we turn faith to success? And what is it that Mr. Fire, Dr. Joe Vitale, is going to share with us about the secrets to success right now? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Hey, Dr. Joe Vitale joining me here today. He is known as Mr. Fire. He's also known as somebody that is so absolutely inspirational. And let me just tell you, there's a difference between inspiration and inspiration in action. And the difference is that Dr. Joe knows how to take that inspiration and turn it in to the implementation of your life's dream. His book, the Awakening Course, the book, we gave out the website. I'm going to give it again. There are two things that I would encourage you to do today. First is download, go get that free book that he mentioned, Attract Money Now. That's at MrFire.com. And then go to AwakeningCourseBook.com. And you're going to be able to get a copy of the book, and then everything is right there in terms of the bonus gifts that you'll receive. Giving, giving, giving is what this is about. But more importantly, the question, Joe, is, are you ready to change your life for the good? Isn't that the real question? I mean, are we really ready?
You know, that's actually more powerful of a question than some people may first realize. Decades ago, when I was going to different counselors and healers and mentors, I had one who would ask me, how good can you stand it? How good can you stand it? And at first glance, you're thinking, well, that, you know, I can stand it pretty good. But the truth of the matter is, if you look at that question in a very ruthless way, and you're just bluntly honest with yourself, you'll come to the conclusion that most of us put limitations on our own good. It's a set point. It's almost like a good set point within ourselves. There's a weight set point. There's a happiness set point. There's almost like an acceptance of good set point within us, meaning that we're okay with our lives if it maintains a status quo that's acceptable to us on our unconscious self-esteem level. But if it starts to go higher than that, for example, a lot of people who win the lottery are not only broke, but they're in debt a few years later. And most of it is because there was too much good that came in too quickly. They didn't adapt to it, and then they probably had money issues as well. And before you knew it, they had to get rid of it. Of course, they bought some things for a while, but then they probably loaned and they had invested, and then the next thing you know, they don't have it. And so asking the question, how good can we stand it, is something for us to reflect on, because we want to keep elevating our self-esteem and our sense of self-worth so that we can have more of those good things in our life. usually what's stopping us from attracting what we want isn't the outside world. It isn't the economy or the president or terrorists or the recession or employers or any number of factors that we can point blame to. It's actually stemming from our inner consciousness, which is why the Awakening Course and Awakening in general is so important.
You know, this is really, before the break, I said we were going to talk about how do you get from fear to faith. And I want to talk about fear. I want to talk about fear and its strange bedfellow, doubt. You know, what do we want to call them? Let's just call them the Bobbsey twins of absolute stalling our greater good.
Yeah.
Fear and doubt. Let's talk about them independently. Let's start with doubt for a minute. There's a lot of conversation about self-esteem, which is different than self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you've had to have moments of doubt, Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
Along the way.
You know what? We all do, and part of it is a natural extension of stretching ourselves. For example, you know, I was homeless 30-some years ago, and I went through poverty for 10-some years. It seemed to take forever for me to get my first book published. And along the way, did I have doubts? Absolutely yes. Of course I did, because I looked around, and there was no evidence that I was going to succeed. I looked around, and I thought, yeah, here I am wanting to be an author, and I'm sleeping on the steps of a post office, or I'm sleeping inside of a church, because I didn't have a home. I didn't have a car. I didn't have a job. So, of course, I doubted myself. But I kept moving forward because I had more faith in my potential and in my future than I had faith in my fear. And that's a key difference there. I didn't have faith in fear. I had faith in my potential. Now, today, as we sit here in 2011, I am recreating myself as a musician, and I am going to be coming out with my own music CD of original songs that I'm writing, I'm singing, and I'm playing guitar on. I've not done that before, at least not publicly. Does it mean that I'm doubting myself? From time to time, you bet your butt I am, because this is stretching me out of my comfort zone. So doubt just causes me to pause and say, okay, just make sure everything's taken care of here because you're going in unknown territory. Doubt doesn't mean stop, retreat, cover your head, surrender the goal, don't move forward on your dream. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means I'm doing something different, pay attention. That's how I handle doubt and how I've handled it in the past.
Well, you know, I mean, I love talking about this. I can't believe the similarities that you and I have. I have a 6-minute audio on calledconnection.com where I talk about being homeless at 17 and what that's like.
Wow.
And honestly, I was saved by an angel, and you know, I'm grateful for that. Do you think, Joe, we have to go through these challenges? You know, what is the relationship between some of the challenges that have showed up for you and your phenomenal success?
That's a great question. The first answer is no, we do not have to go through these challenges. I think that you can learn. People can be listening to this show right now, and they hear our stories. They hear your story. They hear my story. And they can learn from our stories and not have to go through a dark night of the soul like we did. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing is, when I was going through those homeless years and poverty years and suicidal years and very unhappy years, desperate years, at one point along the way, I woke up, there's that awakening again, and I woke up and realized that the reason I was going through that particular hell was because I had studied these great authors I admired, like Jack London and Ernest Hemingway, who had led unhappy, adventurous, miserable lives and ended as suicides. I thought that was the curriculum. I was modeling my life on people I admired. And when I realized that a whole lot of what I was creating in my life with homelessness and poverty was a direct mirror result of the lives of the people I admired, then I said, wait a minute, I can admire their writing styles and their books. I don't need to admire their lifestyles. Surely there are authors out there who are successful and happy and well-balanced and prosperous and productive and so forth. When I turned my attention from the self-destructive guys and look for the guys and gals in the world of writing and books that I admired and were wholesome and happy, then my life began to change. So again, when we look around, we have to ask, where are we getting our programming? What is causing our beliefs for us to get what we're getting right now? And if somebody believes that I have to go through hell in order to find heaven, then they're going to put themselves through hell in order to find heaven. But I'm here to say you don't need to do that. You can learn from what Pat and Joe have gone through or anybody else that you might be hearing about.
Yeah, you don't want to reinvent the wheel, period.
Yes.
You don't want to reinvent the wheel about your greater good and how to succeed, and you certainly don't want to reinvent the wheel over how much pain you can attract in your life.
Right.
You know, been there, done that. Fear, Joe. I want to take a moment to talk about fear. Many people talk about fear. Some people say you got to have a little fear in order to know how to proceed. Fear is a great teacher. What has fear meant to you?
Fear is a wonderful ally and a great source of energy. What I mean by that is when we try to do anything new, and whether it's me with singing in public or when I first came out with my first books or wrote plays or first time I'm speaking in front of a crowd, any of that kind of stuff, there's fear there. Well, what does that fear mean? It means, Joe, you have not done this before. Be on alert. That's all it means. There's a different kind of fear. It's not like I'm standing in front of traffic in a six-lane highway and I have to dodge cars. There'd definitely be fear there. And it's saying, get the frickin' hell out of the freeway. Get out of there. But the fear that comes with trying to pursue your dreams is an energy that's just putting you on high alert. It's just saying you haven't done this before. Make sure you check all your doors and windows and your resources and make sure you're safe. Then the other aspect of this is there's energy in fear to propel you forward. I've often said, and I think I said it in The Attractor Factor, my early book, that a goal that you come up with, an intention you come up with, should excite you quite a bit and scare you quite a bit. It should be something that actually takes you out of your comfort zone. And if it does, you will feel uneasy. But it's the same kind of uneasiness that if you were about to go on a roller coaster ride, you'd have that thrill and that scare, but you're enjoying it. You're using it. Or the same kind of scare and thrill that's at a ski slope. You're about to do something that's scaring some people, terrifying some people, but exciting other people. It's the same event, but your perception of it is a little different. So I'm saying fear is just there to help you be sensitive to what you're about to do, not stop you from doing anything. And then also the energy that's in fear can be used to help you get whatever the project is that you're about to do done. Fear is good.
That's it. Fear's our friend. And we're going to talk about what it means to actually be in that space where fear could be your friend, where fear is good. When we come back, we've actually saved the best for last, I think. We're going to come back and talk about surrender, because that's what Joe talks about in his book. You know, there's empowerment, there's victimhood, there's awakening. But, you know, nobody wants to talk about surrender. You know what? We're going to take it on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area. Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Hot off the press, I want to make sure that you all have information about Dr. Joe Vitale, Mr. Fire, his brand new book, The Awakening Course. Go to the website, awakeningcoursebook.com. awakeningcoursebook.com. And once you get your copy of the book, you're going to get, you know, close to $2,000 worth in free gifts, much more than that as well. Check it out. Very easy to do. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it. It's available. Guess what? Ball's in your court right now. Dr. Joe, thanks for joining us here today. I mentioned before break that you cover surrender in your book. So there's not enough time for us to cover it. If people want to find out more after we're done, they can get the book. Surrender seems to be a real challenge right now for people. Whatever the language is, surrender, yield, letting go. And people seem to be confused. What am I surrendering to?
Yeah.
What am I losing? What am I giving up? So I wanted to ask you to talk about this, and what happens if we don't surrender?
What a great question. And I can see where there'd be a little confusing to people, because a lot of people, when they hear surrender, it sounds like giving up. It sounds like the war term, like if somebody in war surrenders, they lost.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it in that way at all. It's actually a form of empowerment. Because what you're doing is surrendering your ego's need to control to a higher power, which has all kind of names. That could be source, witness, God, divinity, life, Gaia, nature. We all know or suspect that there's a higher power that's keeping us alive. We're part of it. We are in it. We are of it. And you're surrendering to that. Now, when you surrender, it doesn't mean you quit. It doesn't mean that you stop. It doesn't mean you lost. It doesn't mean that you gave up. What it means is you've let go of your psychological investment in things needing to come out a particular way. This is really important. In my book, The Attractor Factor, the fifth step says let go while taking inspired action. And some people thought they should have been divided. And I'm thinking, no, that's the same step. You let go of your need and your attachment for an outcome, yet you also still take action. You're still very much involved in your life. You still very much follow intuition and inspiration and your passion, and you seize the opportunities that come next. But as you do all of those things, there's an inner state of peace. There's a bit of an effortless movement that says, I'm taking action because it feels like it's the right thing to do, yet I don't need this action to turn out in a particular way. That's when the ego gets involved, is when you need it to turn out in a particular way. Surrender means you're trusting the action and the moment to give you the most benevolent result without you having to actually manipulate it or control it. So surrender is a very important step, and it's one of the higher steps. Victimhood's the first stage of awakening. Empowerment's the second stage. But surrender is higher than those previous ones. meaning that this is more powerful, this is more magical, this is more miraculous, this is more majestic, and it's in many ways easier because you release the tension within yourself and you dance with the divine.
I love this conversation, and you know, I want to ask a question about this. I'm getting a couple of instant messages in here.
Okay.
One of the questions that has just come in, and this is really spot on, it says, what a great show. Hey, Dr. Joe, this is fabulous. I can't wait to get your book. Here's my question. Everybody says you have to let go of the outcome. I think the word is sales. I'm in sales. And so it gets confusing between how I hold an intention to close the deal and how, and my coaches tell me I have to let go of the outcome. I don't understand how these two work, and I do mess this up sometimes. That's a good
question.
What a
beautiful question.
Wow, yeah. Dang. Thanks for listening to the show, Allie from Montana. Thank you.
That's an authentic question. That's coming from a person's heart, so I applaud them for being open and vulnerable at the same time. There is a bit of a balancing act that's going on. What you're asking yourself to do is say, look, I want this particular number of sales or better, yet at the same time, I'm not addicted to how it comes about. So in other words, you're letting go of your need to control it and your need to manipulate how it gets done. In my book, Zero Limits, I tell the story of a guy who holds the record for car sales in a luxury car market, and he doesn't sell anybody. What he does is constantly feel at peace within himself. He is working at a car dealership. People do come in. He does have a phone number. He does have a name on his door. He does have business cards. So obviously people come to him. But when he's there, he's not trying to directly sell them. What he's doing instead of that is being at peace within himself. He has a background intention of making a sale, but it doesn't have to be from the people in front of him. And then he just talks to them. As a result of being so peaceful and so relaxed, he holds the car sales record out of all that particular market.
That is really the ultimate the example of surrender.
Yes.
When you simply be in the present moment and speak from your heart.
Yes.
I mean, speaking from the heart is something that you also address. And you just addressed it now regarding the question that came in.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get back in touch with our heart? You know, there's some folks that might be listening to this show, probably like you and I were, where our hearts got a little crusted over there.
Yeah, we can both relate to that. All of us can.
Totally.
Well, what I've been doing recently and been advising people to do recently is so simple. It's a matter of sitting down, putting your hands over your heart, and mentally visualizing yourself breathing into it. You breathe into it very slowly and easily, and you might even say, I love my heart, I'm opening my heart. You might have some affirmations like that. But you're breathing into your heart to help awaken it, to stir it. Now, we're not talking about your physical organ, because it's already awake. It's beating, obviously. But we're talking about the energy around it, the energy in it, the more metaphysics of your body, if you will. And you breathe into that, and you just get more and more quiet so you can hear if there's a little nudge from your heart, which might say, hey, make a phone call or attend a seminar or go visit this person or go do such and such. And whether it's there or not, you still want to breathe into your heart because it's a way of awakening that area.
Wow. Dr. Joe, what a great, great show today with you. For those of you out there, we're going to get Dr. Joe back, Joe Vitale, joining us here today. Remember, go to the website, awakeningcoursebook.com. Get the book. Download the free Attract Money Now. And remember, as Joe would say, you have everything inside you to live life full out. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.